Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the programme tonight, the Juvenile Justice Board looking at an appeal to consider the Pune teen who ran over two techies as an adult has not reached a final decision so far. The boy has been sent to a children's remand home and will be kept under observation till the 5th of June. The court will decide by the 5th of June whether the boy will be treated as an adult or whether the court wants to continue with hearings. Significantly, that bail, which he's out on, has not been cancelled, is what we are now being told. If he is eventually convicted as an adult, and that is only after the Juvenile Justice Board reaches a decision, the 17-year-old faces the prospect of life in jail. There's been outrage in this case. The 17-year-old driving a supercar in a busy street at about 200 kilometers per hour after consuming alcohol with his friends in a bar, ran over two people, killing them, both techies. There have been reports of an elaborate cover-up attempt by his builder father and an initial ruling by the Juvenile Justice Board which let him off after writing a 300-word essay. That has outraged many. How could somebody, a 17-year-old, get away with murder is what is being argued. There are others who do say, however, that the laws are very stringent when it comes to dealing with juveniles. The question is, in a case like this, where is justice? On this program, the loved ones of those who have lost so much, also the very latest developments from the Juvenile Justice Board. The lawyers have started coming out in just the last 15 minutes, so we'll bring you the very latest. But later on the show, our focus on the elections. We travel to Punjab, a ground situation report from Ludhiana. As Punjab gets set to go to polls, a special feature looking at Ravneet Bittu versus Amrinder Singh Rajawaring. A huge fight between the BJP and the Congress over there. But let's listen in first to what the police have been saying in the case in Pune.
We had filed in a review application before the Juvenile Justice Board to allow the juvenile to be tried as an accused and also to send him in the remand home. The operative order was communicated to us by the Juvenile Justice Board, and the said juvenile accused has been sent to the remand home for a period of 14 days till the 5th of June. The orders in respect of him being tried as an adult is awaited at the moment.
Natija ye aaya hai ki Honorable Juvenile Justice Board ne child in conflict with law inko 5 June 2024 tak ek rehabilitation home isme rakhne ka aadesh diya hua hai. Is dauran unka pura ek parameter set kiye hue ki is 15 dino mein inhone kya karna hai child in conflict with law ne. उसके लिए एक साइकेट्रिस्ट, साइकोलॉजिस्ट काउंसलिंग, जो भी उसको मेन स्ट्रीम में लाने के लिए जो भी उसको जरूरत है मेंटल हेल्थ उसकी ठीक करने की, उसके लिए उन्होंने कुछ डायरेक्शंस दिए हुए.
Well, we'll be joined by family members in just a few moments from now. But first, Dr. Anjali Chhabria, she's a psychiatrist and director at the Mind Temple Institute of Behavioral Sciences. Aniket Ujjal Nikam, an advocate at the Bombay High Court. And Dr. Vikram Singh, former Director General of Uttar Pradesh Police. I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us. Aniket, let me come to you first. The bail has not been cancelled. There were some reports that bail has been cancelled. In fact, this boy has been moved to a remand home. Legally, what is the procedure now?
Now, see, once a juvenile is accused of having committed an offence, and if the age of that juvenile is between 16 to 18 years, normally the rule is that bail is to be granted when a juvenile is an accused. However, in exceptional circumstances, considering the gravity of the offence, the Juvenile Justice Board can refuse bail and remand him to the correction home. Now, in the present case, it seems the bail was already granted. And there was an outrage in respect of the terms and conditions of the bail and the fact that bail was granted within a short span of time. And it seems the police have gone back to the Juvenile Justice Board asking them to reconsider their decision. Now, what final outcome has come, I am not really aware of it. But once an order is passed by the board, the police can always approach the higher forum to set aside that order if that order has not already been set aside. That is number one aspect. Number two aspect is that when matters like this are before the Juvenile Justice Board and when the age of the accused is between 16 to 18, the police can make an application to treat this accused as an adult and not a juvenile or a child in conflict with law, considering the gravity of the offense and the manner in which it was committed and also the conduct of the accused juvenile. Considering all these circumstances, the Juvenile Justice Board will then send the accused, who is a juvenile, to the juvenile court for the purpose of trying him as an adult. the juvenile court then would take a decision whether to try him as an adult or not under the provisions of Code of Criminal Procedure as a normal adult accused, and then the steps will follow thereafter.
Okay. I'm joined now by my colleague Paras, who's been tracking developments in the Juvenile Justice Board. Paras, what exactly has taken place in the last little while?
So the main thing is that which has came into light is that the 17-year-old minor has been remanded in child remand home by the JJB till 5 June. In this 15 days, he will be getting counseling and all the medical stuff which can put him to right track. So right now, the major thing which has happened in this entire case is that the minor, 17-year-old minor, has been remanded in child remand home by JJB till 5 June. On the other hand, I'll just brief you that his father has been in police remand for 2 days now, and police has granted the 2 days remand to police, and now Pune police will investigate into this entire matter briefly. But the major update is that one more thing I'll just want to clear, that the bail has not been cancelled in
Correct.
This entire incident and in this entire matter. We were just speaking with the lawyer, Mr. Patil. He just has confirmed that the bail has not been cancelled, but the juvenile has been remanded in child remand home till 5th June.
All right. Thanks very much, Paras, for sharing all of those details with us. Dr. Vikram Singh, between the age of 16 and 18, according to the law, a juvenile justice board can decide if somebody found in conflict with the law can be treated as an adult. This is a heinous crime, and it has been argued that even a 17-year-old would know what the result of these actions would be, driving at 200 kilometers per hour, drinking before that, etc., etc. Do you believe that this is a fit case for this juvenile to be treated as an adult?
Vishnuji, good evening. This is not a fit case. This is the fittest and the classic case where this brat should be treated as an adult. Spending 49,000 rupees in two pubs, I really don't know. At my age, I know so many people, but I really don't know if anybody would splurge this amount of money in two pubs, then drive a powerhouse that is Porsche, and then take two innocent lives. And if he is not to be treated as an adult, then who will be? Driving without license, driving without registration, drinking and absolutely going on a splurge when it comes to boozing, and then driving in a rash and negligent manner, knowing fully the consequences. Of course, he behaved like an adult before. He behaved like an adult, and he ceased to behave like an adult when the accident happened. Therefore, it is the strongest and the fittest case where this person should be treated like an adult, because he was aware of the consequences of driving, not only rash and negligently, but using this car as a killer instrument, as an instrument of crime, as an instrument for murder.
Dr. Anjali Chhabria, do you agree that this child needs to be treated as an adult, or do you believe that the rule, the laws exist, and that there is that bar of 18 for a very good reason, that mentally a child may not have developed? There are other factors, psychological factors, sociological factors, which need to be considered as well.
So, you know, we are discussing a lot of issues here. Okay, now there's not going to be a huge difference between somebody who's 17 years, 8 months and 18 years, if you look at it. But, of course, the court has made 18 for a certain reason. Impulsivity, alcohol, you know, and going against law and order. You know, these are things which are there. Now, whether this is a pattern of behavior, whether this is an impulsive attempt, whether this is a reaction to something that happened, you know, only when you take a detailed history, you will know. So it is not a hard and fast rule that it's not that somebody the day he turns 18 is going to turn into something else. You know, but we are also looking at a lot of other sociological factors. Why is it that, you know, we are hearing of such incidents? Why is it that we are thinking that law and order can be taken for a ride, you know, and initially what happened, because of which the outrage has happened. I think that itself has shocked. Now, one will really have to go into the history of this case.
Sure. I'm just interrupting you, Dr. Chhabria, for half a second, because we've got Sampreet Koshta. Ashwini Koshta was the person who, sadly, one of the two who lost their lives in this incident. Sampreet is his brother. Thank you very much, Sampreet, for joining us. What is your reaction to this boy being sent to a remand home as opposed to his bail being cancelled?
Sir, are you saying, sir?
Sampreet, go ahead.
I think this is a good step, but it is... Yeah, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think this is a good step, but this is not fair that 14 days remand should not be there. There is enough proof for it, and the accused should be punished as soon as possible. There should be a fast track court and a proper investigation should go, and I want justice as soon as we can get it.
Sampreet, do you believe that there was a cover-up initially, that not enough was done by the police, and that this juvenile got out because there was no justice early on?
Yes, I think there was a lot of pressure from the accused side to police to get the case closed and delay all the process. That's why there was no medical of the accused for like 15 hours, and all the investigation was delaying by the police. I think that their influence was very strong.
Sampreet, it's just horrible what has happened to you and your family. Could you tell us a little bit about Ashwini? Could you tell us a little bit about Ashwini's aspirations, hopes? Ashwini worked as a techie. When is the last time you spoke to Ashwini or saw Ashwini?
Ashwini was a very bright student, a very smart and independent woman. And she had very, very big dreams. It was no ordinary ones. And she was excelling in all the fields, like whether it's sports, gymnastics, weightlifting, whether it is software engineering, data analysis. She was excelling in all the fields, and we were not expecting this. We are in shock.
Sampreet, could you tell us about what Ashwini's plans were? Was she coming home to see you and your family anytime soon?
Yeah, she was planning to come to my father's birthday on 18th of next month, and she was my father is going to retire soon, so she was also planning for the retirement party for him, and we were really very excited when we spoke to her last on 18th in the morning, and she said that she was also excited to see all the family members on 18th.
Sampreet, do you see this as an out and out murder case, or do you believe that this was a mistake committed by a juvenile?
Yeah, this is an out and out murder case, and it is pure negligence and pure murder. He was knowing that he is doing wrong thing. He is speeding up so fast, and he was all in senses.
Sampreet, do you believe that the parents are also...
It was intentional.
Do you believe that the parents are also accountable to a very large extent? How could they sell? How could they give a child a card? How could they allow him to drink? How could they fund this alcoholism? And all of that. How are they legal guardians if they have allowed this child to go completely AWOL? the role of the parents, your views?
Yes, the role of the parents, I think they are equally responsible for this, and they should not have given the car to the minor. And they know that the minor is an alcoholic, and he's going to do these types of things. And they are equally, I think, they are equally responsible for this.
Sampreet, was Ashwini, are you younger than Ashwini or older? Was she your younger sister or your elder sister?
I'm older than Ashwini.
What was the age difference between the two of you?
Sister. It is 5 years.
And were the two of you incredibly close growing up? Were you always in touch with her? I'm just trying to establish the bond that the two of you had to try and understand, you know, I mean, what the family is going through. It's just horrific.
Yes, we were so close, and like we were in same school. We do schooling together. These are all the memories which I recall.
Was she, in a sense, your best friend?
Yes. I have a very few friends, but she was my sister and my best friend.
Sampreet, I'm so sorry for your loss and for the loss of your family. And thank you for your courage in coming on this program and sharing your thoughts. And let us hope that there is justice in this. Aniket Nikam, you heard Sampreet speak over there. He's lost not just his sister, he's lost his best friend. And he sees this as an out-and-out murder. Is there anything that justifies no medical examination for hours and hours after this crime was committed?
So if what he said is right, that there was no medical examination of the accused for at least 15 hours, then that's a gross lapse on the part of the investigating agency. In matters like this, when somebody is involved in a case of hit and run, the first thing the police is supposed to do is to do the medical test to see what is his alcohol level in his blood. Now, if there has been delay, then the police are solely to be blamed and the responsibility needs to be fixed. And I believe that the Commissioner of Police, Mumbai, Pune, would do the needful and would conduct an inquiry and fix the responsibility of those who have done lapses in discharging their duty. That is number one. Number two, what is also important is that initially the section that was invoked in this matter was 304A, which is causing death by negligence, which is a billable offense. It seems subsequently they have invoked 304, which is culpable homicide not amounting to murder, which is a grave offense. Now, why did the police initially invoke a simpler offense? What provoked them to do so is also something that should be looked into. Having said that, today the case is under 304, which is culpable homicide not amounting to murder. It seems the police have also arrested the bar owner and the people who serve the alcohol. The police are also probably taking further action. But then this initial period of investigation is extremely crucial and important, because the most important evidence is collected during this crucial initial period. Now, if this period is lost, then the benefit certainly goes to the accused. Now, therefore, it is very important for the police also to introspect as to why there were lapses on their side in respect of doing this basic thing like medical examination, invoking proper sections, doing this investigation promptly. Now, all this will have to be looked into.
Sure. Dr. Singh, I just wanted to, you know, if this juvenile is treated as an adult, right, and he is convicted, he faces a life term in jail. The purpose of a jail term is to rectify or remedy somebody for the punishment that he or she has committed. Do you believe, given the age of the person over here, 17, a full jail term is something that should be considered or should not be considered?
A full jail term is, I think, is a distant and a pipe dream. It's not going to happen. But even a moderate jail term, he will go parole, good conduct, and then he will be let off the hook. Take my word for it, not more than 5 years in any case. Even that would be some kind of a natural justice if he were to be given 5 years. But he had it coming. the irresponsible manner in which he and his father behaved, in total being oblivious to the sanctity of human lives, taking, absolutely throwing caution to the winds, driving a car without registration, taking the car out and then giving it to a son who did not have a license. And to top it all, the whole system, there was a systemic failure all across, and the brazen and the naked manner in which everybody tried to help him out. I do feel that even if he were to get a severe jail term, he will be out of jail before you can say Jack Robinson. And the most harsh term, which I feel, even if it's a life term, it's not going to exceed 5 years at all. Mm-hmm. I do hope that he gets a conviction, because that is the whole nation is watching. Thanks to your program, because everybody was bending head over heels to let him off the hook. It is only now that 304A has been converted into 304. Now, the bar owners have been arrested, as also his so-called bail has been cancelled. He is now in the remand home. But that is all an eyewash. The police has been caught on the wrong foot. The JJ board has been caught on the wrong foot. In fact, the law enforcement has been caught on the wrong foot. The excise officials too. What do we expect? The least we can do is to have a conviction and a strong message that whatever be your family pedigree, you cannot take law in your own hands, and you have absolutely no right to snuff out innocent lives.
You know, one of the points, Dr. Chhabria, which strikes me is that no matter how lenient you want to treat this particular case because of the age of the child, the fact that somebody kills two people and then has to write a 300-word essay on effect of road accidents and solutions, work with the traffic police for 15 days and give a presentation on traffic rules to the Juvenile Justice Board and assist accident victims in the future if while witnessing an accident, right? It just seems like a joke. Is this the way, or is this enough to deal with a juvenile offender, irrespective of the jail term?
Not at all. Not at all. Because, you know, what we are talking about is actually a symptom of a bigger problem in our country today. You know, definitely just writing an essay doesn't help you to get out of it today. You know, he can just take ChatGPT's help and write an essay in 5 minutes. And that is not going to help him realize, or just do some social work. You know, absolutely, whether he is 16, 15, even a 14-year-old, if he had to do this, the merit of the punishment has to be equal to the crime committed. You know, we are not saying that he went out to murder these people, but definitely this was huge carelessness on everybody's part. You know, and even the fact that alcohol was given to him, the credit card or the money was given to him, that it seems tells us it reeks of a system which needs huge correction. Whether it is parenting, whether it is society, I think we all need to sit up and see what is happening in our country, whether laws need to be revised, whether moral science needs to be introduced back in school, or whether morals need to be taught to the parents. I think it's time to sit up, because lives have been lost, and a life here is going to be ruined because of carelessness on whoever's, you know, whether it was the parents, whether it was the bar owner, whoever it was,
yep,
or whether it was the child or his friends. Maybe they were telling him, come on, let's see how fast your car can go.
Well, I'm joined by Savita Avadhya, Anish Savadhya's mother. Anish is someone who was killed, one of the two who lost their lives in this accident. Savita ji, shukriya aap hamare saath baat kar rahe. Kya aap ise लड़के की गलती के रूप में देखते हैं या खुलेआम हत्या के रूप में?
लड़के की गलती है, हत्या भी कह सकते हैं उसको, क्योंकि अगर उसने इतनी बड़ी गलती की नहीं होती तो आज किसी की जान ना जाती। अगर थोड़ा भी अगर उनके घर वाले या उन्होंने थोड़ी सी इसको अपने उसमें मना किया होता कि ऐसा नहीं करते हैं तो आज मेरे बेटे की जान बची होती। ये सीधे सीधे हत्या कहलाती है ना।
सविता जी, क्या आप मानते हैं कि लड़के को बचाने का प्रयास किया गया था?
अगर बचाने का प्रयास, हाँ, किया गया था।
कैसे कैसे?
इसीलिए 15 घंटे तक उन्होंने उसका कोई भी स्टेटमेंट नहीं लिया है।
आप पुलिस कार्रवाई से नाखुश है, आप ये बता रहे हैं?
जी हाँ।
तो आप पुलिस के पुलिस कार्रवाई के बारे में क्या कहेंगे?
जिसने एक्सीडेंट किया, जो लड़का मेरे बेटे का एक्सीडेंट किया है, उसने उसको गिरफ्तार तो किया उन्होंने, लेकिन 15 घंटे में ही उसको छोड़ दिया और उस टाइम तक उसका कोई भी स्टेटमेंट नहीं लिया उन्होंने। अगर वो लिया होते उस टाइम पे तो शायद ये अल्कोहल उसमें समझ में आ जाता कि हाँ उसने शराब पी हुई थी। 15 घंटे के बाद अगर आप जांच कराएंगे तो उसमें नहीं निकलेगा, इसलिए पुलिस वालों ने 15 घंटे के बाद ही उनकी जांच की गई।
और आप ये मानते हैं कि लड़के को अडल्ट माना जाना चाहिए इस केस में?
हाँ जी हाँ बिल्कुल, कड़ी से कड़ी सजा मिलनी चाहिए उसके लिए। बहुत बहुत बचाने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं वो लोग अपने बच्चे को, पैसे वाले हैं इसलिए सोचते हैं कि हम अपने बच्चे को कहीं से भी बचा के निकाल सकते हैं, लेकिन मेरा बच्चा तो गया है ना जी, तो मैं तो उसको सोचती हूँ कड़ी से कड़ी सजा मिले उसको। मैं महाराष्ट्र सरकार से पूरी उम्मीद करके बैठी हूँ कि मुझे न्याय दिलाए, मेरे बच्चे को न्याय दिलाए।
सविता जी, मैं समझता हूँ ये आपके लिए कितना कठिन है, लेकिन क्या आप कृपया हमें अनीश के बारे में कुछ बता सकते हैं? आप लास्ट कब मिले थे उनसे, उनके बारे में कुछ बताएंगे?
वो बहुत अच्छा बच्चा था, खुश मिजाज था शुरू से ही, वो जिस किसी से भी एक बार मिल ले तो लोग उसको अपना बना लेते, वो सबको अपना बना लेता था। वो इंजीनियर बन के वो MBA करने बाहर जाना चाहता था, जॉब करने लगा था, इतना खुश मिजाज था, वो सबको अपने दिल में बसा के रखता था, सब सारे लोग बहुत प्यार करते थे उससे। और वो अपने आप को अभी घूम के भी आया और सबसे बोलता था, दादा दादी से, हम सबसे, कि हम लोग आप लोग को लेके वो दुबई चलेंगे, आप लोग घूमिएगा, उसे काफी शौक भी थे हर चीज के।
और सविता जी, आप अनीश से लास्ट कब मिले?
लास्ट टाइम मई में ही मिला, मैं मिली हूँ मैं 3 तारीख को वो आया था इधर मेरे पास मिलने, मेरी एनिवर्सरी थी तो वो मेरे से मिलने आया और 5 तारीख को चला गया था वो। 9 तारीख को उसकी फ्लाइट थी गोवा की, वो चला गया था, सॉरी गोवा नहीं दुबई गया था वो।
और हमें बताया गया है कि वो शायद वापस आपके पास कुछ ही दिनों में या शायद कुछ ही महीनों में आने वाला था।
वो आने वाला था, मिलने आने वाला था, मेरे से बात किया, बोले कि मम्मा आपके लिए मैं गिफ्ट लेके आया हूँ दुबई से, चॉकलेट और खजूर लेके आया हूँ, तो मैं आऊंगा आप लोग को देने और जल्दी ही आने वाला हूँ, लेकिन वो हो नहीं पाया, उसने मेरे बच्चे की जान ले ली, मेरे बच्चे मुझसे दूर हो गए, उसने मेरे बेटे की जान ले ली और मुझसे दूर कर दिया उसको, अब कभी नहीं मिल पाऊंगी मैं उससे।
वेल, इट्स जस्ट horrific. सविता जी, शुक्रिया आप हमारे साथ बात के, एंड थैंक यू फॉर योर करेज इन कमिंग ऑन टू दिस प्रोग्राम। वी जस्ट कट आउट ऑफ दैट इंटरव्यू एंड लेट हर हैव यू नो सम टाइम फॉर हरसेल्फ। आई जस्ट गेट अ लास्ट कपल ऑफ कमेंट्स नाउ। डॉक्टर सिंह, यू नो वन एस्पेक्ट ऑफ दिस दैट वी हैवन स्पोकन अबाउट, द रोल ऑफ द पेरेंट्स, you know, I mean, where does the word legal guardian apply? There was no guardian for this juvenile. How are
absolutely
they?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So what are the laws over there, Dr. Singh?
The laws are that he has their responsibility, and the law also states that if the parent, even if in good faith, gives the car keys to a person who is not licensed, in this case, his son, a person who does not have a driving license and also not in a fit position to handle an unregistered powerhouse that the Porsche car was, I think the parent is equally liable and culpable under 120B, and I would say criminal conspiracy. And after watching Savita ji and also the other family members, I don't think there should be even a residue or a vestige of sympathy towards this family, because this family has gone and absolutely, the child is a delinquent, I have no doubt in my mind, and the parents have ensured that the child turns out to be a deviant and a delinquent, and therefore the harshest possible punishment needs to be given to both the father and the son.
Dr. Chhabria, this is a most unbelievable case of the parents just completely looking the other way. A very powerful, sports vehicle provided to a 17-year-old. The car is not even registered. He, you know, paid a bill of 49,000-50,000 rupees apparently in a bar, then gets onto a car with his friends and drives at the speed. I mean, what kind of upbringing is there in this?
See, I think parents these days, it's not, this is, as I said earlier, this is happening in our country, and they are not the only ones. The problem is that sometimes these children fool the parents, and parents fool themselves by thinking, oh, my son is a very good driver, you know, and they want to look the other way in trying to give their children everything that they haven't got. They land up being permissive to an extent that we have seen what has happened. You know, I hope this is an eye-opener for all the parents, Anjay, and all the kids who are looking at the program.
Yeah.
You know, that we have to be kind to our children, but we also have to be firm. We can't just give them whatever they want. Just because they behave like adults, they do not get all the rights as adults till they do not understand the responsibilities that they need to take. And it is our responsibility as a parent to protect our child from something like this. Probably these kids thought they were going to have fun, least realizing that this is what the outcome is. And God knows what's going to happen. Now, of course, I think the entire world is looking for some justice to be meted out. You know, and just 15 days of counseling is not going to change anything. We need to go to the depth of the case and to understand why this has happened, what has happened, you know. And of course, I would say maybe interview the other kids in the car as well.
Yeah.
You know, because probably he was just the, you know, just the one driving, but there were others egging him on. Who knows what happened?
Look, I'd like to thank you all very much for joining us. You know, Aniket, for sharing that legal perspective on what happens and how the law looks at this particular case. We'll keep tracking this very closely.